You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back with a stack of shellac and ready to drop down the platter, spin around and make it splatter for you. Flipping the flip-flop to the drip-drop so it just won't stip-stop. This is your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the juke in the back, the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to spotlight this forgotten music, the golden age of rhythm and blues. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, our spotlight will be shining bright on a great vocal group to come out of a city that's not well known for its vocal groups, New Orleans. The group is the Spiders, and they recorded so many memorable tunes like I Didn't Want to Do It, Witchcraft, I'm Slipping In, and so many more. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But let's kick off this week's program. This song is a sort of retelling of Amos Milburn's big 1948 chart topper, Chicken Shack Boogie. And even though Amos recorded most of his records out in Los Angeles, this one was cut down in New Orleans with Dave Bartholomew's band. Drummer Earl Palmer is playing a shuffle that just won't quit. Let's go on down to the Chicken Shack from 1956. Here's Amos Milburn kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
Called the Chicken Shack. It's fine as wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went on the fence. Have a ball. On all you cats, you can shop with a tack, cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Connecticut, mixed up in Mississippi and Carolina, Carolina. So you see, I've been around. Well, you know I've been around. So don't play me cheap, baby. I'll have to haul up and put you down. I've been lost in Los Angeles, bossed around in Boston, sacked up in Sacramento, and destroyed in Detroit. Well, you know I've been around.
was sorted in Salt Lake City. Got buffaloed in Buffalo, scandalized in Scandinavia, and a flown out of Florida. So you see, I've been around. Well, you know I've been around. So don't play me cheap, baby. I have to haul up and put you down. I've been canned up in Canada, misused in Mexico. Almost hung and hungry in a rust out of Russia. Well, you know I've been around. Oh, you know I've been around. So don't blame me, Jim, baby. I had to haul off and put you down.
Little Willie John getting that mess on to the break of dawn with I've Been Around. Spinning off of King Records from 1956.
Ow!
You're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. Up next, we're going to dive into our feature this week. A group from New Orleans, a city not well known for its vocal group sounds. New Orleans is mostly known for its Cajun, blues, rhythm and blues, and jazz solo artists. But there were some great groups to come out of New Orleans, like Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. And this one, the Spiders, who began as a gospel group called the Zion City Harmonizers. They consisted of Joe Maxson on first tenor, Mac West sang baritone, Oliver Howard sang bass, and brothers Haywood Chuck Carbo on second tenor and lead, and Leonard Chick Carbo, who sang bass and occasionally sang lead. Henry Wicks played the piano for the group. Shortly after the Zion City Harmonizers changed their name to the Delta Southern Airs, they were discovered by Phyllis Boone, who was working for the legendary Cosimo Matassa, who owned J&M Recording Studios in New Orleans. He's the cat responsible for recording most of the great rhythm and blues to come out of New Orleans, like Fats Domino, Little Richard, Bobby Mitchell, Eddie Bo, the list goes on and on. Cosimo was looking for a new group, so Phyllis brought in the Delta Southern Airs to audition for him. But you see, Cosimo wasn't looking for a gospel group. He was looking for a rhythm and blues group because that's what was making money. That's what was selling at the time. When they didn't know anything else but gospel music, Cosimo sent them away to write some rhythm and blues tunes. They came back with I Didn't Want to Do It and You're the One. And that's exactly what Cosimo wanted to hear. He got his friend Dave Bartholomew involved, who at the time was the talent scout for LA-based Imperial Records. He got the group signed to Imperial, and right before their first recording session, they changed their name to the Spiders. One of the songs they cut at their first session, I Didn't Want to Do It, became a national smash. But before we hear that one, let's hear the roots of the Spiders. The roots were in gospel, so let's kick it off with the gospel classic, By and By. Here are the Spiders, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
This old soul of mine, going home to live with God, all my troubles soon be over. That's when I'll make a brand new start. Well, in the morning before I rise, I'll shake the dust from my feet, wipe the tears from my eyes. What a deal. They tell me it's gonna be by and by. By and by.
By and by,
by and by,
by and by.
around God's throne. Oh, by and by, I'm gonna sing a brand new song. It will be early, great God Almighty, in the morning, by and by.
And rolling all around the clock.
I didn't want to do it, tried not to do it, but she wasn't with it, so I had to get it. I didn't want to do it, but she wakes me so.
And that's how a gospel group gets transformed into a rhythm and blues hit-making machine. That first single, I Didn't Want to Do It, recorded on December 11th, 1953, was released in January of 54. It went as high as number 3 on the national rhythm and blues lists. Both of those tunes that you just heard featured Chuck Carbo on lead vocal. Now, just as our feature this week, the Spiders, were beginning to rise in popularity, they were still singing around New Orleans as the Delta Southern Airs. But they didn't want the secret to get out that they were also singing and recording rhythm and blues music. Well, the way the story goes, the secret did get out. When WWEZ radio disc jockey Jack the Cat, no relation, spilled the beans. From then on, they were banned from ever singing at their Baptist church. And so the Spiders became a full-time rhythm and blues group. Their second single was recorded on January 19, 1954, and it features a reference to Sneaky Pete, another name for hiding your liquor in a paper bag. It's called Tears Began to Flow, and Imperial Records issued the single in April of 1954. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Spiders. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back.
I woke up this morning. I was full.
love my sneaky feet. Ooh, woke up this morning, I was full of my sneaky feet. Well, with nobody in this whole world, I had to satisfy me. About you, baby, and the tears began to flow. Ooh, thought about you, pretty mama, and the tears began to flow. Well, you love somebody else, and you said you won't be mine no more. Floor, crying, darling, don't you leave me. But you walked right out the door. Ooh, my baby left me all alone. Ooh, she made me leave my happy home. Now I'm crying and praying, my heart keeps saying, so baby, won't you come back home, back home?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Maureen Russell, Gary Cipollone, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
I'm slipping in. Please don't make that noise. I'm tipping in. I've been balling with the boys. Oh, my mother, my mother. Oh, she'll understand. But my wife will raise all kind of sand. I'm slipping in. Help me take off this shoe. I'm tipping in. I've been drinking too. Oh, my mother, my mother. Oh, she's really sweet. But my wife will put me in the street. Tipping in, I look an awful sight. Oh, my mother, boy, she'll understand. But my wife will raise all kind of sand. I'm slipping in, please don't make that noise. I'm tipping in, I've been balling with the boys. Oh, my mother, my mother. Boy, she's really sweet. But my wife will put me in the street. And I'm slipping in. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Quiet, please.
I'm Slippin' In, which went to number 6 in June of 1954. It was actually recorded on the 15th of April, 54. Produced by Dave Bartholomew, who also wrote the tune. Bartholomew, of course, discovered Fats Domino in 1950 and signed countless artists like Smiley Lewis and Bobby Mitchell to Imperial Records. He also discovered and signed Lloyd Price to Specialty Records. And so many other artists benefited from Dave Bartholomew, the great band leader, singer, songwriter, A&R man, and all-around groovy guy. This next tune has Dave Bartholomew's influence all over it, and it features Chuck's brother Chick Carbo on lead vocal this time. It's called The Real Thing, and it's kind of got this nasty, suggestive phrase. It's the real thing that made my ding-a-ling ring. Now, I say it's got Bartholomew's influence all over it because Dave Bartholomew recorded the original My Ding-a-Ling in 1952. He then had the Bees record Toy Bell, a reworking of My Ding-a-Ling, in 54. So I guess this tune comes from the same place. Here are the Spiders sounding just a little bit different on this record. Here's The Real Thing. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Hold me, Daddy, please don't move. Everything is fine, cause you're dead in the groove.
The real thing that made my ding-a-ling ring. It was the real thing that made my ding-a-ling ring. It was the real thing that made my ding-a-ling ring.
She said, hold me, Daddy, please don't stop, cause I'm crazy about my lollipop. Well, the bells were ringing and ding, dong, ding. She says, thrill me, Daddy, you real fine thing. She says, rock me fast, rock me slow. This time I feel like I've got to go.
That made my ding-a-ling ring.
Happening every day. Times seven, just made 21. Going out, baby, and have myself some fun. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Come on, baby, let's do a fancy dance. Now that I'm a man, I've just gotta have romance. Hey.
Bop, do, bop,
money to have my fun, nobody's business, cause I just made 21. I'm 3 times 7, just made 21. Going out, baby, and have myself some fun. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. Cause I'm full of fun, loose and fancy free.
Another great Spiders tune, that's 21, a reworking of the old Jewel King song, 3 times 7 is 21, which was a big hit in 1950. The Spiders' rendition went to number 9 in the fall of 1954. Now Chick Carbo is still singing lead. Where's Chuck? Well, Chuck had ducked out of the group for a while to pursue a solo career after the sudden death of his young son. So Chick had taken over lead vocal duties. Chuck would eventually return when the Spiders stopped having hits, but not before Chick could get a few more great records released, like this one from March of 1955. Here's Am I the One? We're featuring the Spiders, one of the great rhythm and blues groups to come out of New Orleans, on this week's Juke in the Back.
Am I the one, the only one, to take a part in your life? Tell me, dear, am I wrong? And you just won't be true. Am I the one, the only one, darling, for you?
Just the one for me. for me. Our love has made us one. You're mine, I'm yours, you see.
You thrill like no one can. My heart is in your hands.
Great day, there's bells in my heart. Say that you don't care. I'd follow you around. I'd find you anywhere.
You're sentenced to my life. Our love is paradise.
Great day, there's bells in my heart. Great day.
Bells in My Heart from the Spiders, released in May of 1955 and featuring Chick Carbo on lead vocal. That was the third single in a row that didn't chart for the Spiders. Lucha, the owner of Imperial Records, who had been encouraging Chuck Carbo to pursue a solo career, called him back to the group. They needed a hit and they needed it now. Chuck was back and they got it. The song Witchcraft, which would become a hit all over again in the early 60s when Elvis Presley covered it, rose to number 5 on the R&B lists in September of 55. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. Straight out of New Orleans, it's the Spiders with Witchcraft.
Don't do that, please stop it now. Take it, please stop it now. My head is spinning, a spell's on me now. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, going round and round. My head is spinning, going round and round. Well, her witchcraft got me keep going down and down.
Darling, how I feel, how I feel, nothing in deal. Little darling, you are my honey hush. Well, you set my soul on fire. You're the one that I desire. Let me tell you, little darling, how I feel. How I feel, how I feel. All I need is a 60-minute deal.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Spiders, a great vocal group out of New Orleans, featuring brothers Chick and Chuck Carbo. Chuck Carbo sang most of the leads, including this one, the flip side of their very first hit, which was recorded on the 11th of December, 1953, in Cosimo Matassa's J&M Recording Studios in New Orleans. It was released as the B-side to I Didn't Want to Do It. And this song, You're the One, went to number 8 on the national R&B lists. Here are the Spiders with this week's Great 78, You're the One.
You're the one, you're the only one I'll ever love. You're the only one I'm thinking of. I want you, I need you, so baby, love me too. Come to me. Come into my empty arms, I pray. Give me loving every night and day. And hold me and thrill me and fill me with your love. Got the blues with the feeling. Sad. Well, 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 all of me, everything I own, I'll gladly give. Take my heart so that I'll want to live, to hold you and thrill you and fill you with my love. So baby, pretty baby,
listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
She's A1 in the phone book. She's A1 in her looks. She's A1 in my heart. And we'll never, never part. Yes, I love my baby. Yes, I love my baby. Yes, I love my baby. And I know she loves me too. She's A1 in the winter. She's A1 in the summertime. She's A1 cause she's fine. And
she's mine. Yes, I love my baby. Yes, I love my baby. Yes, I love my baby. And I know she loves me too.
For you, beware. Someday someone will do you just as you've done to me, and then you'll see. Nothing for you. Beware. Someday someone will do you just as you've done to me. And then you'll see.
The Spiders with Goodbye, released in September of 1956 on the Imperial label. And if you look at the original record, it reads The Spiders with Chuck Carbo. Now, sometime before that one was released, the group basically pretty much dissolved. And soon after, Chuck Carbo was finally pursuing a solo career. He recorded this song, Poor Boy, on April 22, 1957. Imperial issued it in June. When he originally cut this song, there were no background vocalists on it, but Imperial decided to overdub the Anita Kerr singers singing backup before releasing the single. It didn't chart, and Chuck Carbo never had a hit, but man is his voice distinctive. You can always tell when there's a Spiders record or a Chuck Carbo record on. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed this week's feature on the Spiders. Let's go out with a Chuck Carbo solo record. Here's Poor Boy from 1957 on the Juke in the Back.
You give me wrong, girl, when I'm right. Oh, why must you do that? My heart is not a toy. You know I'm just a poor boy.
You know I'm just a poor boy.
Oh, won't you please let me explain to you how much I love you.
Don't cut me off so sharp. Oh, darling, please don't break my heart.
Oh, darling, please don't break my heart.
My head is spinning. Just keep on spinning. I guess I'm about to lose my mind. Darling, please trust me. Won't you please trust me? Oh, won't you please be kind? You give me wrong, girl, when I'm right. Oh, why must you do that? My heart is not a toy. You know I'm just a poor boy.
You know I'm just a poor boy.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Wild, wild boyfriends like to lose their mind. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one.
Must confess.
Great Marilyn Pierce singing lead vocal for The Five Keys, 1953, in My Saddest Hour, released on the Aladdin label out of Los Angeles. Before that, we heard Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown with Wild Wild Young Men, also from 1953. That song was released by Atlantic Records, produced by Ahmet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler, backed up by Jesse Stone and his orchestra, and it features the tasty piano licks of Van Piano Man Walls. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Gonna leave you with a sweet little tune straight out of New York City from 1955. It's the immortal Smoke From Your Cigarette by The Mellows, featuring Lillian Leach, was released on the JD label. Oh, Miss Rosie's giving me the signal. I got a scat. I'll catch you next time, baby. Goodbye, everybody.
Smoke from your cigarette.
Do-do-do-do.
Clouds my eyes. Things that you speak of make me realize that you found someone else to take my place in your heart, in your heart.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.